tourists will no longer be able to climb Uluru starting tomorrow after traditional owners banned the practice. It's been a long time coming, with traditional owners asking people not to climb the sacred site for decades. The announcement sparked a rush of people trying to complete the climb before it ends, with some labelling this disrespectful. For more, I spoke to Jamie Lowe, CEO of the National Native Title Council, about this earlier.
I think I'm involved in this kind of this space on a day-to-day basis, and we see agreements between traditional owner groups and whether it be state governments, federal governments, on a regular basis. I think what this does, because it's captured the attention of politicians and your general kind of, you know, citizens of the country, it actually gives the opportunity to discuss what this actually means and how Indigenous rights, traditional owner rights are being upheld and being listened to. So I think around the kitchen tables, in the classrooms at schools, there's an opportunity now to actually start unpacking this and what this is actually kind of mean. Because, you know, we do this on a regular basis, and what I'd like to kind of send a message out to the public is that, you know, the sky doesn't fall in when these agreements or these kind of change of kind of circumstances get played out. You know, life goes on as usual in most cases.
So I suppose for a lot of people, like you said, that this event kind of makes these things that you're talking about a bit more practical and a bit more concrete.
Yeah, well, it's a bit more practical, a bit more concrete, but the traditional owners of Uluru have been asking for people not to walk on the rock since they've been walking on the rock, and that's been for decades now. And so it's just, you know, you're finally seeing their rights being upheld, which I think is a significant step in the right direction towards reconciliation for the traditional owners in this country.
Now, as we've seen, it's been documented in the media, there's been what's been called a rush of people to climb the rock before it's being closed. Do you see this as disrespectful to the wishes of the traditional owners?
It's definitely disrespectful, and doesn't, and you know, I don't really get that, why people would feel compelled to be able to do that. You know, the traditional owners have made their wishes pretty clear for some time now. So yeah, so you know, the simple answer is yes.
There was, in an ABC story I saw, one of the last group of climbers claimed that they thought, in their view, it was still possible to both climb the rock and be respectful to the traditional owners of the area. Do you think that's possible?
I wouldn't think so. I think the message has been pretty clear, as I've said, for some time, so I don't know how those two can coincide. You know, Aboriginal people, you know, in this country have kind of, you know, have been quite reasonable in dealings. So I can't see how those two can coexist.
For those people, and hopefully they are a minority, but for those people who don't see the reasonableness of this decision, which, as you've said, has been a long time coming, what would you say to them?
I'll just encourage them to kind of, you know, have a kind of bit of a deeper think about it. You know, Australia's a pretty big country. We need to recognise and uphold the rights of our Indigenous people, this country, and our values. Value systems are very important to everyone, let alone the traditional custodians of the land. So I think it's a step towards reconciliation. And, you know, I just encourage people that don't necessarily understand, to kind of have to think a little bit deeper and try and get it.
The Indigenous Affairs Minister, Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken Wyatt, said that he made the analogy that of climbing Uluru to climbing over the War Memorial in Canberra. Do you think that's a good analogy?
I think it's a fair analogy, and there's a number of kind of similar analogies that you could kind of draw upon. But I guess the fundamental is that a war memorial is something that Australian public will value. And they see it as part of their value system, you know, people that have walked before them and recognising them. So as a public, we recognise that and value it, and I just encourage the Australian public to have that same kind of thought process when it comes to situations like the one we had at Uluru.
Okay, and besides conversations and you know, better consideration of these kinds of issues, is there anything else that you're hoping might come out of this in terms of, I don't know, people's consciousness or anything like that?
I think I'd encourage the teachers at schools to really think deeply and about kind of how being able to educate young people in the school about in regards to this. I'd encourage parents and families to be able to have the conversation around the kitchen table. Think deeply about, you know, upholding and, you know, understanding the rights and values of the traditional owners of the land here.
That's Jamie Lowe, CEO of the National Native Title Council, speaking to me earlier.